The Lombards and Saxons and Slavs, who succeeded the Goths, were weak and backward tribes. Under those circumstances it was possible for the bishops of Rome to maintain the independence of their city. Soon the remnants of the empire, scattered throughout the peninsula, recognized the Dukes of Rome, or bishops, as their political and spiritual rulers. The stage was set for the appearance of a strong man. He came in the year 590, and his name was Gregory. He belonged to the ruling classes of ancient Rome, and he had been prefect or mayor of the city. Then he had become a monk and a bishop, and finally, and much against his will, for he wanted to be a missionary and preach Christianity to the heathen of England, he had been dragged to the church of St. Peter to be made pope. He ruled only 14 years, but when he died the Christian world of Western Europe had officially recognized the bishops of Rome, the popes, as the head of the entire church. This power, however, did not extend to the east. In Constantinople the emperors continued the old custom which had recognized the successors of Augustus and Tiberius, both as head of the government and as high priest of the established religion. In the year 1453, the Eastern Roman Empire was conquered by the Turks. Constantinople was taken, and Constantine Palaeologue, the last Roman emperor, was killed on the steps of the Church of the Holy Sophia.